PRI's Studio 360 is supported by Live from Lincoln Center, broadcasting the New York Philharmonic opening night concert with flutist Sir James Galway on September 17th. Broadcast times are available through local PBS listings.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Now, we all have our own rituals to mark the end of summer. Barbecues, outdoor concerts, political conventions, of course. And for some of us, and I'm using us loosely, the end of summer means getting absolutely naked, making a huge sculpture, and then destroying the thing.
Where are you from?
We come in from hell. We're here just to inspire a few people.
Burning Man is a giant arts festival in the middle of the Nevada desert. Tens of thousands of people come to this site.
And you don't know if they're a doctor, you don't know if they're a waiter, you don't know what they are. And they're very open.
They build a temporary city, really, where happy anarchy and creative expression of almost every imaginable kind rule. Some people have been coming to Burning Man for 20 years now. For our special correspondent, Fiona Chutney, it was her very first time.
Well, we just arrived into Burning Man. It's really in the middle of nowhere. The nearest town is called Gerlach, and it's spelled Gerlach, kind of like some sort of Yiddish delicacy or something. It's kind of insane. It looks very post-apocalyptic. There's RVs and bicycles and naked people and makeshift showers, and there's nothing here. Nothing is for sale. You can't buy anything. It's all on the basis of giving or bartering. We have a little tent here that I bought at Target. It cost me $100. I'm trying to work on a budget. You know, radio does not pay extravagantly. So I literally came with a tent and some corn. The theme of this year's Burning Man is the American Dream, but I have to say this place feels nothing like the American Dream. Quite the contrary, it's more like Sodom and Gomorrah, the awkward years. We're walking towards the center camp, and very strange vehicles, lots of colored vehicles. We saw one car that was full of stuffed animals, slaughtered stuffed animals glued to the sides. It looked like teddy bear carnage. Hello, I'm Fiona. Can I talk to you about your car for a minute? What's your name?
Dr. Ray Graff. Every year we go out on a scientific expedition and we present the findings here at Burning Man. This year we went to the heart of America and we realized that it was immigration and slave labor that made America so great. So we're here to remind everybody that Elvis actually wrote the American Constitution based on the fact that everybody has the right to sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Wow, I'd like one of these. I have a Honda Civic. It's very boring. It's very unsexy.
This could be the remodel you've been looking for.
You might be right. You might be right. Well, cheers. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to talk with you.
I've stumbled across quite a fascinating glass sculpture. So can you tell me what this is exactly?
So this project is called the Hydrogen Economy. We're making soap bubbles full of mixtures of hydrogen, oxygen, and propane, and then letting people blow them up with hot wire wands.
What's your group?
Super Uber Fun Camp.
And where are you headed now?
To the party at the Dome, the rave at the Dome.
Oh, there's a rave at the Dome. It's all night.
Yeah, it's so crazy, bro.
Bro. And what's the theme of your group?
Super Uber Fun, Do It Yourself Fun, Radical Self-Reliance.
Radical self, I like that. What do you do year-round?
I get ready for Burning Man.
Time to go. Well, all right, megaphone. Have fun. There are a few people that are completely passed out there drooling on themselves, which is part of the charm of this place, is the carcasses that are strewn about. Oh, the band is really going wild. Hello, I'm Fiona.
I have a tat for your breast.
Do you have a tat for my breast? Sure, bring it on.
You want me to put it on?
Sure. All right, here we go. I'm getting a tattoo on my breast by a man named Sticker Man. And
who's got water?
And we're asking for water. Hello, I can feel it. It's cold and lovely.
Oh, God.
First time touched by a man in many years. Many, many years. Oh, I'm getting chills. Thank you, love. Well, right now, I'm just passed by a camp that says Break a Record, and there's a wall of previous Burning Man records. Some of the things here are most free psilocybin mushrooms given to someone else is 4. Most people slapped in the butt in 1 minute, 27. I think we should try and break that one. Longest dry hump, 1.1 minutes. Most 360-degree tongue rotations, one. I don't know what that means. Oh, most guacamole eaten off of someone else's butt. 3.7 ounces. That really, really sounds disturbing. You can hear the dust storm. It's very intense. Good thing I'm wearing my my goggles and my mask. I seem to have lost my friends. It's a little it's a little scary here alone. And then again, it's actually welcoming. It's definitely a haven for misfits. You know, it's like people like me that never quite belonged, never always felt a little odd looking, odd shaped. You know, I always thought my mom used to compare me to various geometric shapes as I was growing up. Oh, you look like a square, Fiona. Oh, you have some sort of trapezoid looking torso. And so here I think I found a home. The majority are white, I have to say. It doesn't seem too ethnically diverse. But it is diverse within the Caucasian chalk circle. It's an odd reference, isn't it? Well, right now we've been trekking around the Esplanade and we passed by a booth that says Advice. Now, who are you?
My name's Aaron.
And why are you an advisor?
Because I have good advice to give.
All right, I'm very lonely, so what do I do?
You should meet people. You know, it's very specific and broad, but it's true. Maybe get out of your normal circles.
I kind of feel awkward. I mean, I feel good here. I've met some people here.
It's easy here because people are open.
Yeah, but in real life, it's just a horrible place.
Treat the real life like this place.
So I should roam around naked.
Perhaps. You'd meet people that way.
I would meet people that way, wouldn't I? What's your name, sir?
Phil.
Phil, where are you from?
Stepney.
Really? Oh, my God. I had a boyfriend from Stepney years ago. So do you fancy a drink with me, perhaps? You're quite attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, you too. Twice. Both.
Oh, great. So let's go in and maybe have a beverage. I'll have to get back to you guys later. Oh, look, two people are making out.
I've pulled.
Wow. I haven't slept in 24 hours and I feel fantastic. Stepney men can deliver. We were like two dust-crusted Wiener schnitzels rolling around the playa, goggles tossed into the wind. I had to leave him there weeping because, you know what, it's time to burn the man. Well, I'm walking down the playa, and it's very exciting. There's hundreds of people, thousands actually, walking towards the man in a very paganistic, shamanistic, satanistic, nihilistic fashion. I don't even know if that makes sense. And I'm a part of this, and I have to say I'm sad to leave. I'm happy to be able to bathe properly and not enter a porta potty again for the rest of my days on this planet, because I have to say that was the biggest problem I had with Burning Man, with these little green cells of hell that I had to enter in 120 degree heat. But we're nearing, and he's not lit yet. He's just a dark figure with a green eye that's moving around. He looks like the man on the crosswalk. He's very simple in structure. He looks Caucasian, which seems appropriate considering how ethnically undiverse the event was, but didn't really matter to me, actually. Here we go. The man is burning. Here we go. Unbelievable. The Burning Man has completely collapsed. The structure, the infrastructure, has just fallen into a pile of flames. A truly climactic finish to this amazing week, event, social phenomenon, festival, whatever you'd like to call it, known as the Burning Man. I personally, Fiona Chadney, has found a new home in Black Rock City, a city of misfits and social deviants and children and community and fire and drugs and sex and workshops and dancing cars. I have found a new home in Black Rock City. I will be back with different clothing, different pair of sweatpants, something a little more revealing, maybe something with a midriff showing. Fiona will be back, ladies and gentlemen. Cheers.
The Fiona Chutney is an invention of the performer and playwright Iris Barr.